GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Henry, our pen pal, writing to us in the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com on our question of the day. Do you, listen to the question carefully if you would. Do you perceive, because this is about perception and sometimes perception is reality, do you perceive AARP to be an organization that endorses candidates? They vehemently deny that they endorse candidates. You may hear commercials in where they're thanking certain candidates. George Henry writes to us, "Hi, George and Rick. The AARP is, at pains to say, it remains politically neutral, but it is common knowledge that the AARP leans to the left. I don't mind if they favor the left, but I do mind that they stoutly deny it. I call that hypocrisy." Now, Steve writes to us, and we alluded to it just a few moments ago. "Good morning. I'm 68 years young." He wrote old, but I'm going to say young. "And have never been a member of AARP and feel that they are very left-oriented. But isn't Susan Collins running an ad for receiving two awards from AARP? That's one of the ads in which someone said, hey, AARP is endorsing Senator Collins. And then AARP put out a statement to say, we had nothing to do with that. AARP has given awards, I understand, to Susan Collins in the past for her work."
Yeah.
"And then someone, and it wasn't the Collins campaign because they just activated. It was a political action committee producing a commercial on behalf of Susan Collins that just took the headline that AARP has honored this woman for her work, and they put it in the commercial. There's the perception."
Yeah. It's a minefield. It works both ways. Now, AARP members, AARP employees, including executives, can give money to political campaigns, and they do.
Are we looking at the same
No, I'm
account?
Not even looking at it.
Okay.
I'm looking at something out of Iowa. But that does not, just as people from any organization can give money to a campaign. So if somebody in the AARP donates to a Democratic cause, I guess you can almost say, well, that is corporate money going there, that's their salary, but they have a perfect right to do it. And I assume that's what's going on.
So, and these are the numbers. It's funny, we did not talk about this.
No.
I'm looking at the same article. This was sent to us by a listener, and this is an item in the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, okay? And they analyzed Federal Elections Commission's data for the 2016 and the 2018 election cycles. And they studied the people that have made public filings and donations to campaigns who listed themselves as AARP as their employer, okay? Now, you can give money to whichever candidate you want. 7 of the AARP employees made 61 contributions, averaging $277 each, for a total of $16,871 to Republican candidates. 7 of them contributing to Republicans for $16,877. The 320 other people working for AARP, according to the Federal Election Commission's data, the remaining 320 made donations, which averaged $3,149 for a total of $183,868 to Democrat candidates. 1.9% of the contributions coming from AARP employees go to Republicans. 98.1% of donations by AARP employees go to Democrats. Now, that doesn't necessarily, that's...
But I could substitute, and I'm not a member of AARP. I don't spend any time thinking about them. But I could come up with any other organization, and you would probably see a reverse of that. If you took the NRA, what would the contributions be to Democrats?
True.
And the contributions to Republicans?
But does the NRA, and I don't know this, do you hear the NRA having to stand up and send a news release once a week saying, we don't take sides?
They take sides.
I'm not. They do.
Yeah.
And I think they're open about it.
Absolutely.
AARP is saying, we don't take sides. But this is about perception. To associate themselves, a text message. They associate themselves with the congressman. Guilt by association. We throw all AARP correspondence in trash because of what and whom they support.
They are deeply involved in social issues that tends to be more to the left than it is to the right. And that is really simple.
Agreed. But gosh, when you hear an ad like this...
AARP thanks Representative Jared Golden for voting for HR3.
He's already voted. It's not... They're not telling you, call Jared Golden and vote on this, please. They're not asking you to do something. They're just saying, you know, we thank the guy. We love him for what he did.
So we need to make sure our voices are heard. Visit AARP.org/RxGreed.
The sound cut before that in the commercial is what is also something to analyze.
And the drug companies aren't happy about it. They're pouring millions into attacking anyone that stands up for lower drug prices. So we need to make sure our voices are heard.
They are insinuating that Big Pharma is coming after anyone that stands up to them. They've already painted the picture to you that Jared Golden has stood up to them. And so what do they ask you to do?
This bill is a big step in the fight to make prescription drugs more affordable. And the drug companies aren't happy about it.
And they want you to join them in thanking Jared Golden.
Well, I got an ad on Facebook. Isn't that amazing? I try to block Facebook ads, but they keep coming. I saw one this morning thanking, but it wasn't from AARP. It was from some PAC that's against Big Pharma, thanking Golden for his stance against Big Pharma. That seems to be a trend that's going on in the campaign. But trying to separate reality and fact sometimes is very difficult. What the Susan Collins is perfect example. A PAC supporting Susan Collins, and she has plenty of them, also ran an ad thanking AARP for their work. I don't know that we can ever, you use the term, I guess, perception. I guess you're right. I have a perception of certain people that maybe is inaccurate.
But do those people stand up and say, oh no, we're in the middle of the road? Do they say they're neutral? That's where this becomes an issue. AARP says we do not endorse candidates. What's the perception? Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you perceive them to be an organization that endorses candidates?
No, I don't. But I do. The reality too is that the election for state representatives into Washington D.C., the Collins race, is going to be funded by, you know, Susan Collins has 95% of her campaign money comes from out of state. 95%.
Where's the attribution for that statistic, sir?
OpenSecrets.com.
I'm glad you said OpenSecrets.com because a listener sent us a link from OpenSecrets.com that pointed their AARP support for Democrats versus Republicans. And I'll tell you what, I'll find that and I'll put that up on our Facebook page in a moment. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you perceive AARP to be an organization that endorses candidates?
Not just candidates. Look at who they donate to. Put some duct tape on your head first so your head won't explode.
Telling us to get out the GHRT duct tape.
They say they do not give to candidates PACs. I don't check their books. I don't know. They'd have to report it anyway. I hear all these charges coming in. I don't care about AARP. As I've said about six times here, I don't carry a AARP card. I've never joined, never will probably. They do involve themselves as an organization in topics that are very popular with seniors, and that is particularly healthcare and particularly I guess on the opposite side than generally conservatives are. That's where most of the heat comes from against AARP.
It was Stephanie from Milford who sent us the link concerning Open Secrets that listener just mentioned as well, that found that in another report, they had found that Democrats received $59,907 in support in a local election, in a state election, I guess this is from. To Democrats. Republicans received only $3,855.
From employees.
It's another case. But that looks at a certain state. I can dig into that. And let me take another call. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you perceive AARP to be an organization that endorses candidates?
I apologize first for calling twice on the same issue, but I remember back when Obamacare was being pushed, they endorsed it, and I think that's where a lot of this perception came from.
That is true.
Yeah, I agree with him.
And we've seen their statements since the court ruling came out this week that found the mandate, the unfunded, what's the term? Not unfunded mandate. The required payment if you don't.
The mandatory.
They deemed that unconstitutional. That headline was eclipsed by the impeachment vote in the House. I guess the bottom line that we're hearing from some listeners in text messages is that AARP can spend its money the way it wants from its members. And they can produce the ads like the one that you heard, in which they are saying, join us in thanking Jared Golden, that give you the idea that you should be with them and thanking that candidate. But if they play that game, that they're going to have to risk the misunderstanding or the misperception that they are an organization that does endorse candidates. And that's their choice if they decide to spend their dues for members that way.
I know people that are AARP members. I knew one who has passed away, but he was a big supporter of AARP. And I always perceived him to be a Republican, but no matter, people can join or not join. I chose not to join, but the problem we have is that if you involve yourself in these social issues and you're on a side that's not on your side, if they take the opposite view, you're going to be attacked. And that's where they are. I think AARP has got to just learn to take the heat.
If they're going to,
yeah,
if they're going to place ads like what you've heard, you're right. And a bunch of people have told us that we should be mentioning the AMAC. Is it Association of Mature American Citizens? That's another organization.
I guess so.
The AMAC is similar to AARP. Oh, this person writes to us. Don't you guys play the AARP ad on your station? Isn't this a conflict of interest?
No.
Is it a conflict of interest to talk about it? No.
What is a conflict of interest?
Am I going to get hauled into the office and risking losing the AARP account?
Oh, we put AARP on every, what?
Every month. Once
every
a month.
Month
we talk with them.
Oh, and they do. And listen, some of the things that they come in and talk about would have general support. They support many things that people can support. Now, the question is, it gets down to candidates, and we're in a position now heading to election year that everybody's going to be at everybody's throat.
Last text message. When was the last time AARP openly endorsed a Republican? Well, they don't openly endorse candidates.
Senator Collins.
Well, they gave her an award, right?
That's an endorsement.
Two awards. But no, we don't endorse people.
We don't endorse people. But we give awards.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.